Well, I'm pretty excited just to get back out there and play some footy. I love the game and I've missed it so much over the last 2 years.
Not many times Melbourne get a chance to play Friday night, so we'll make the most of it.
Learnt playing Collingwood, and anytime I see a magpie, I just target it because it just gets me in the right mindset.
Last year was last year and there's nothing we can do about it.
I don't think I played a game in a short sleeve jumper my whole life until I got divorced. But when you got linguine arms like me, you don't tend to show them off.
Your ticket into the heart of football. Welcome to the Breakfast Club's Inner Sanctum.
Yeah, welcome one, welcome all to the Inner Sanctum on a Tuesday morning. It's nice to have Max Gawn with us on the line, the captain of the Melbourne Football Club. Not a lot of footy going on at the moment, so we'll find out what Max is up to. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Half and Whitey. Excited to be here.
Well, we're excited that you're with us.
Yeah.
We're very excited about that. What are you doing with your world at the moment, Max?
At the moment, what am I doing? I've woken up. I've had a coffee, which is a good start to the day. I've got Sunderland in League One, obviously, on FIFA. And at the moment, I've got my way up to the Championship. We've been in lockdown for 8 days, and I've managed to play 42-odd games of League FIFA to get myself to the Championship. So that's probably the main goal, maybe get to Europe by the end of isolation.
That'd be an outstanding achievement if you could do that. I'm backing you in, just by the way. Your managerial traits have always come through strong on the Inner Sanctum. We love that about you. But I imagine for you, it would be really difficult because you are always busy. You've got a lot of business interests outside of football. You've got your footy on top of that and everything that comes with being captain and your media gigs as well. Now most of that has been taken away. There's only so much FIFA one man can play. Are you going to go nuts, do you think?
Yeah, there is only so much FIFA a man can play. And I think Clayton has exceeded that already. But I am going a little bit crazy. And I'm also one of the... I mean, as much as I'm enjoying my time with my wife, I am one of the only ones that doesn't live with a housemate or live with his family. And my wife's still working as well. So I'm pretty much, out of majority of the players, one of the ones that's isolated by themselves. So...
Right.
Better me than anyone else, to be honest, because I can handle my own time and my own thoughts. But it is a crazy little time. But as captain as well, it's an interesting gig, just trying to make sure that everyone's on the same wavelength. And footy may be back June 1, which is relatively close in the scheme of things. If you think we're not training now, that's just going to come around the corner. So. Without answering the question too seriously, this little part here can probably define seasons. And if you're not ready to go June 1, you're going to be a long way behind the eight ball.
Yeah, it's an interesting point. So from your point of view, Max, as captain, and we talked to you a couple of weeks ago about your new role and how you're going to go about it, what have you been doing as captain in the last week and a bit? Can you do anything?
Everyone, it's the flavour of the month, but everyone's on Zoom and you can do all sorts of different little catch-ups technology-wise. And I'm going to try and see if I can get something delivered to the boys over the next week or so. I don't know. I'm just trying to think what the best way to do it. But it's honestly just making sure, from a mental point of view, this is going to be extremely hard. I'm presuming everyone's going to train because you get that hour or two outside and everyone wants to go outside and run. Obviously, it's a little bit more extreme than just running around the block. It's a fair... On Saturday, we did about 12K. Which was a pretty intense running program. So I'm presuming everyone's going to do that. It's more around the mental state. So I'll FaceTime and Skype and Zoom and house party is all the rage if you guys are on that yet. So
yep.
There's a lot of things you can do, but I mean, footy's got to be the last thing on people's mind. At the same time, it's got to be at the forefront. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So you're talking about that running session. Do you do that in twos? Do you do that on your own? Do you just find a local park? Do you go to Gosh's paddock? What do you do to, and where do you go to keep yourself fit?
The AFL had a rule as soon as isolation got brought in that training in twos was the protocol. So even when this latest thing has come out about being in twos in public, we had already been doing that for sort of eight or nine days. So myself and Jaden Hunt, he's my running partner for the first couple of weeks. And I mean, he's a good runner, so I probably should have picked smarter.
Yeah.
But, it's a different little period. Like we were out in the Oval, Trevor Barker Oval on Saturday, and there was about 15 other AFL players from all different clubs all on that Oval because it's one of the only ovals with goal posts up. So and you got to try and stay in your twos and make sure no one thinks that you're training together. And it's an interesting little period, but. Yeah, we were out there for a long time. We were out there for about 2.5 hours doing our training sessions.
Right. Well, it's nice to have some company, I'm sure. But as you say, you've got to pick your targets. Or at least you've got someone to chase, Max, if you've got someone in front of you.
Correct. Jaden is a very, very, very quick runner. I like to think that I've got him over a distance. But at this time of the year, we're not doing much distance running. So it seems to be a lot of sprints, which is good for me. Probably bad for him, but good for me.
How do you go with just that one partner, though? I imagine you're a guy that feeds off the energy of a group, and during the off-season you have to do it to keep yourself sort of ticking over. But this is, as you rightly said before, it's a really interesting time because once you get back, it's pretty much right upon you whenever that is. So how do you go with the determination and the ability to focus when there's just the two of you rather than the energy of the group?
It does make it more challenging. Like I said, we've got ways to communicate to the whole group. That is absolutely on fire at the moment. Our WhatsApp, I've had to turn off notifications because it's just going absolutely crazy half. So there is ways to communicate. And I feel like I'm in touch with all 45 guys more than I almost ever been, really. But, yeah, we might come back training early May and then have a game in 2 weeks. So you have to be ready. And, I mean, it's such a hard period for players. I've said this publicly, but obviously with the pay dispute, and a lot of players are going to be struggling from payslip to payslip, which is not different to everyone in the community. To keep their mind on trying to play round two, which could be a month and a half away, is going to be quite difficult at times. We do play in a privileged position, but as well as everyone in the community, our lives have been turned upside down. So. It's an interesting role, but we've still, Shannon Burns, our welfare manager, is still full-time. We've got our mental skills coach who's still full-time. So there's definitely still some access for us to be able to talk about how we're feeling. And but yeah, I also look at the other half, and we are very privileged to still be getting, albeit a little bit of pay, and still potentially have a job for us when this is all over.
I want you to take us back to that game you played against West Coast under extraordinary circumstances. The decision had already been made that it was going to be the last round for a while, but you still had to go out and play. What was that like?
It wasn't what I thought my first game as captain was going to be. about 3 hours before we played, so just as we were leaving the hotel, the press conference was on in the hotel room in the back. Meanwhile, about 40 American tourists rocked into the hotel reception, so I was a bit unsure about what that was happening there. And then, yeah, I just got the boys together and literally told them the news will still be there when we finish the game. Let's play the game. I don't want to hear anything about it, which I think everyone did quite well. And to be honest, I thought we all took it in our stride quite well, but we just ran into a better team. They're a much more mature side and been doing what they've been doing for a lot longer time. We want to play like them, basically, and they're still at the top of their power. So, unfortunately, we didn't get the win. Was it down to different circumstances, different people? I can only talk about myself, and I feel like that I was perfectly ready to play that game. But there were a lot of elements, including a really late flight the night before, that could have upset a couple of people's routines.
Were there anyone concerned about potentially picking up the virus by having to travel over and play? I mean, it was a really tense time in a lot of ways. Or did everyone sort of trust the process and that wasn't at the forefront of anyone's mind?
Yeah, we're all Gen Y / millennial men who would put a hand up to play footy at any time possible. And when the question was asked, I'm sure it went through people's heads, but we got a unanimous hand vote to say that we're happy to play, and that's all you can go off. I'm sure people deep down would have felt uncomfortable, and looking back on it, there was a chance that we might have been stuck in Perth when there was young families back home because of the borders closing, and it was a relatively risky move. And for me, someone who is yet to start a family, I didn't see it from that point of view, but you can see the people that have families back at home that how risky that move actually was to play interstate. But in saying that, we got back. We managed to play our game of footy. There's no, genuinely no excuse for losing the game. West Coast were in the same situation as us. Obviously, didn't have to travel, but yeah, there were probably lots of elements of risk that a few of the guys had to put under their belt going out on the game.
Quite extraordinary, Whitey, as you say, that the circumstances where you knew that what you did will matter down the track, but it might not matter for a long time, that performance against the West Coast Eagles. Since then, you talk about being in touch with the players, Max. Are you been in touch with Goody? How often do you contact Goody about what's happening and for any updates, if he's got any?
Yeah, me and Goody talk regularly, almost too regularly at the moment. he is a phone caller. He's definitely not a texter, which is good, and it's great at this time because you love to hear voices and takes up more time during the day when you need to fill in some time. But he's obviously got a lot to deal with staff, and obviously I won't go into that because, one, I don't know any detail, but two, it's not my place to talk about it. But he's got all his staff that he has to deal with, and I'm sure there's some bad news going around there. And hopefully he's handling it well. I'm here for support, and we've talked through it, but my idea focus is to focus on trying to get 45 players ready to play round two, whatever that is. So we bounce a lot of ideas off each other, and there's a couple of things in motion at the moment which will keep us together, all sorts of little team projects and whatnot. But, yeah, we talk probably three or four times a week, I'd say.
Nice. When he's bouncing things off you, has he come up with the idea to perhaps put some avocado in a jaffle?
When I say bouncing ideas off me, he tells me the idea, and then whether I say yes or no, he then goes and does the idea. So I think he just lets me know before he starts the idea. I think that's more what I was trying to say. The jaffle van, I mean, times are tough in the hospitality industry, half. I said this last time, but it may be avocado's the answer. Maybe if we put avocado on the jaffles, we might start selling a couple more. But it is on Uber Eats and Menulog and all those different things in the northern part of the world. So your Essendons and your Moody Ponds, and situated in Ascot Vale. So if anyone is that part, in fact, your offices could be relatively close. So maybe if you, although you're not at the office, but if you do get back to the office, maybe you could get an Uber Eats there.
When we get back to the office, we might do that. I'm telling you, I put bacon and egg and cheese and avocado and a little bit of sweet chili sauce in a little wrap, and I toasted that the other day, Max. And I just thought of you straight away that this is a jaffle made in heaven, if you want to take the recipe, if you like.
There's a big difference between wraps and jaffles in my mind. So I think the fact that you're saying that that's close makes me think how far away you actually are from the jaffles.
On that note, I'm going to let you get back and have some breakfast and have yourself a avocado jaffle and tell me how good it is on Zoom later on today. Good on you, mate. Nice to chat.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. All the best. Max Gawn with us, the captain of the Melbourne Football Club. I still think the avocado is a winner for him. He's got to take that on board.